What's going on? It's the Film Drunk Frogcast, your favorite podcast where all your pretend friends talk about a lot of stuff that's important to us. It's going to be a great show this week. All of us, we watched The Spy Who Loved Me, you know, going back to the old James Bond classics. That was the one someone told me that I should watch if I didn't know why Bond was great. I should watch that one. A couple of us saw Spectre. Matt saw some other stuff. But first, let me introduce my guest. First, the irregular regular, Mr. Matt Lieb.
Yeah, baby. Spy Who Shagged Me. Different movie, but I saw that one too, just for fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I also saw The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh.
Just letting you know, I saw both movies.
That's good. You've seen a lot of movies. That's why you're qualified
to
be here.
Yeah, baby. That's Austin Powers.
And back by popular demand, Jane Harrison.
Oh, hi.
Hey. Brett's going to be joining us in a little bit, but hi, Jane.
Hi.
You were demanded by the populace.
I enjoy that.
You are the most popular host that guest on. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Thank you. I have very little in my life, and that means a lot.
Oh, frequently requested.
Yeah, you have so much in your life. You've got a great therapist.
I do. We have the same therapist.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Do you guys have the same therapist, really?
Yeah, we do.
Did you talk to him about me?
No. Do you talk to him about me?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I can't tell you. It's private.
Well, that's not fair. You can't just mention.
Well, yeah, I wanted to find out if you talk about me, but now that you don't talk about me.
I mean, I talk about everyone at some point, you know?
Right.
Just like he has a little cast of characters list of my life.
It's hilarious. I'll bring up somebody who'll be like, oh, them. I'm like,
yeah. Our therapist sees a lot of other comedians in the San Francisco.
You guys are weird. Did you hear about him from each other, or was this,
I got him from Matt?
And I got him from another comedian, Chris Garcia, who I came to.
You just outed Chris as a therapy goer.
I'm pretty sure he talks about it a lot on stage.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fine.
Have you ever thought that maybe going to a therapist that treats a lot of comedians might be the opposite of what you need?
No, because like the way I look at it is like he understands just the type of like sociopathy that is inherent in all comedians and can kind of try and bring out the empathy, you know?
The special chouette of our insanity.
Right. Oh. You know,
you guys have been using a lot of French terms today.
Yeah, well, what can we say? We're very classy.
Is that an influence by the...
By our therapist, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a French man.
This guy, you're reading a lot of French books.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, a lot of Sartre.
He's a great man, and we have he's helped my brain immensely.
Me too.
Did you talk to him about the anti-Semitic French comedian that you were telling me about?
Oh, I talked to him about anti-Semitism pretty much on a regular basis.
Yeah,
really?
just because it interests me and it fascinates me, and interests him too, because he grew up he's Italian, but he grew up in Brooklyn in a heavily Jewish community, and his parents forced him to be a part of the Jewish community because they were like, nah, fuck the Italian community. Yeah. This is the community.
I can imagine like an Italian guy sitting out on a stoop, and he looks to his left, and there's a bunch of Italian dudes just punching each other in the head. And he like looks to the right, and there's a bunch of Jewish guys like
studying.
Fucking studying their books. He's like, hey, I don't want you hanging out with those guys.
Yeah, don't mess with those guys. Go to the ones with the hats. They read the book. That's just crazy.
Brooklyn, 45. Is that what that new Saoirse Ronan movie is about?
Saoirse?
I don't know how to pronounce
it. Irish name.
Yeah.
So the anti...
It's Saoirse. That movie is a delight. I think I needed a Gatorade afterwards because I cried so much.
We've all listened to the podcast before. You've told this anecdote.
I didn't know about this movie. It'll make you cry?
Yeah, like a bitch.
Ooh. You should...
Wait.
Tell me about this movie.
Bitches cry?
That's all they do. He means women.
No, I mean weak right. people.
Weak women.
Weak people who are feminine.
Who I compare to women.
Right, exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Pussies.
Yeah. Pussies.
Same therapist. High five. So you mentioned the French anti-Semite comedian.
Hey, what is the deal with... I can't do a French accent.
What is the deal with the Jews?
That's like French Jewish.
Yeah. All right, so his name is... Diodane Mbala Mbala, and Jane, you
is he French Arabic?
I think I think he's Palestinian. He's African.
French
he's
and
African.
His father's African.
That's right. He's African.
Nigerian. I'm not sure.
But so I had heard about this, like,
just like those Africans, the stereotype.
I know, right? So France has like some really steep anti-Semitism laws, mm-hmm. and there's a bunch of like,
we are just protecting our culture.
There's a bunch of like protests about this comedian and like and this guy, and he's been banned from France or something. And mm-hmm. I kind of was like,
been banned from the UK.
Or banned from the UK even, wow. So I kind of like looked to see like just how anti-Semitic we're talking about, or if this is just like he has a few Jew jokes and people are uncomfortable.
If you could rate his anti-Semitism
right,
on a scale of like Farrakhan to Hitler.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I watched some of his videos. And at first, like, to call him a stand-up comedian is like... that's like a little much. It's like he's more like a one-man show.
Like a storyteller. Like a Birbiglia, if you will.
Yeah. Right, except for...
The French Birbiglia.
I still consider Birbiglia
Well, he's a comic. Yeah, he's a comic, but like... He's
just good and it's annoying. And you're like, that guy's not a comic.
This guy goes beyond that with like he does... Sometimes he'll do like a poem. And then sometimes he'll do a sketch. So I watched.
You can see the look on Janet.
My stand up in with a little poetry.
And then we do the slapstick.
Maybe a little mime. Not good on the album, but what do you do?
So one of the things I watched is like he did this poem about Palestine and about how the land was taken and whatnot.
I love geopolitical poetry.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing to watch at a stand-up show.
And as I was watching that, I was like, okay, I mean, it's kind of unfair to call this anti-Semitic. This seems kind of like it's a little bit from the heart about a very real thing that happened with an occupation. And then I started watching his like stand-up and his sketches, and it's just straight up like he has one guy playing a Jew who's like in like
is it you?
No, but he might as well have been.
I mean that's classic stagecraft that goes back to the Merchant of Venice.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, hath not a mat lieb eyes?
Hath he not claws?
Have he not horns? Does he not drink from the well of Christian baby blood just like you and me? No, yeah, and it was like straight up like he has like a ironic Sieg Heil that he does. Yeah,
oh, it's he invented it.
Right, he invented like
it's
a
Gerberdoo.
Yeah,
something.
And it's like people
it's like a reverse Heil.
Yeah, it's like a reverse Heil. People do it as like a joke, kind of, and like some like soccer players were doing it, and everyone was like, oh, "This is like from
maybe cool it."
Yeah, right. And even then, I was like, I don't know. And then I just really started listening to watching videos of him online, and yeah, he just pretty much hates Jews in a way where you're just like, wow, I didn't really know this still existed that hard.
Oh, in Europe?
Yeah, I mean, I knew...
It's made a big comeback in Europe.
It has, yeah. It definitely has come back a lot in Europe. But man, he's got like legions of fans who are like, finally, someone's taking on the Jews. And it's pretty great. He's hilarious.
I kind of wonder like if the U.S. just cut off Israel, like if we were just like, fuck Israel, and we started funding like Palestine, would Europe just be like, we love Israel, it's the best?
No, I think Europe would be like, finally, and then they would start also. Europe also like really
is that just your self hatred talking?
No, I think people pretty much across the board are like, Israel sucks and is a bully, and like when it comes to like them getting, funding from the United States, yeah, they're kind of a bully.
What's Israel?
Israel's this country in the Middle East that God promised me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. He said, I will grant you one country. And
is
I was
that
like,
what God sounds like?
Yes. Hello. My name is God. I'm sorry. I mean G-D. And I am your best friend.
I have chosen you.
I have chosen you for one free birthday gift of land.
It's like a Sephora card.
Yeah. It's like exactly like a Sephora card. Except
Carvel, where you get a free one on your birthday.
See, I don't know what Carvel is.
The deed comes wrapped up in a chocolate coin.
Yeah. It's called guilt. God damn it. G slash D. Damn it.
Why is all that little, always the worst
all little
chocolate?
Children love gold.
Can you explain this to me as a Jew? Why Gelt is always the worst chocolate?
Oh, I don't know why it's bad chocolate. I mean, it's, I mean, what are we going to quibble quibble over chocolate
Jules,
now?
You got a lot of splaining to do.
You got a lot of splaining to do. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's bad chocolate, I guess.
This is me deflecting from a discussion about Israel.
Yeah.
More so.
It was well done.
More so, it's just, it feels racist having, like, literally eating money.
Yeah. Kasher has a bit about that, right?
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
This is the best little boy. He ate 10 coins.
Yeah.
He ate all his gold for dinner.
He ate all the money. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, they're just really not.
Aren't dragons based on Jews?
What?
Isn't that the thing?
That's like a new Bond villain, Goldbelly.
He's so full of gold.
Has
you
there
can't
been
punch
a straight
him.
Up Jewish Bond villain?
Goldfeld?
Blofeld?
Which one?
Blofeld.
Who's Blofeld?
He's the big one.
Yeah.
Oh, is
he's the one with the cat.
He's Dr. Evil.
I'll tell you right now, you made me watch the second ever James Bond movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. I honestly, yeah. I don't think I'd seen, I've seen like bits and pieces of lots of Bond movies, yeah. But prior to like the Dalton era, or prior to the Brosnan era, really, I hadn't seen like a whole one straight through.
Okay, yeah. No, I have seen a couple of the Brosnan ones and...
some more than one.
What was after him?
It was Craig.
Craig,
yeah.
Yeah, they hit a big break.
First of all...
Oh, yeah.
Woman's perspective on this.
Okay.
What the fuck is up with Daniel Craig's lip? Like, his whole face just, like, bothers me. It's like he's got this turtle face that's, like, frozen.
He looks like a really wrinkly child.
He's ugly hot. You know what I mean? He's got that William... Well, it's like... He's got the Willem Dafoe thing.
This is the thing, is you guys have different standards of beauty, and we have a very wide-range standard of
beauty.
Right.
That's true. I see how he's hot.
I see how he's sexy.
He has, like, thick,
very odd-looking,
thick fingers. And
he's got those eyes.
Blue eyes.
Piercing blue eyes.
Yeah, I get how that's
he's
hot.
He's got a chiseled face.
Yeah.
Yeah, his face has muscles, which is gross.
Speaking of which, Willem Dafoe, is he attractive now?
No.
Okay.
Willem Dafoe's attractive?
See, I thought he was like kind of ugly pretty. I thought they were kind of ugly.
He's got a really big mouth, so that's hot, right?
Like, there are certain guys that are ugly in a hot way.
Yeah. Like
Daniel Craig's not ugly in a hot way, though.
No?
He's hot in a hot way.
No, okay. Doesn't he look like...
What the fuck is wrong with his lip, though? He's got like 4 inches of upper lip.
He's got a pouty, chiseled lip.
Ugh. Yeah. It's a weird lip.
Oh,
I hate
it. You weirdos.
You know who's ugly?
I want them out. Look like Cara Delevingne.
What's the guy from Girls? What's his name again?
Ooh, Adam Driver?
Yeah. Adam Driver.
He's definitely
ugly hot, right? I'm pretty sure.
Also got the lumberjack thing going.
I just realized this recently because I was wondering, like only 3 years ago did women start finding me attractive at all. And I realized it's Adam Driver. He's the reason that he made like this.
I think that what I've seen your old photos on Facebook. I think you just grew into it. Men have a very certain threshold.
Yeah.
They're like awkward until like 25.
Yeah.
Our little baby, our baby friend, Kevin Patrick Renner.
Yeah, right.
That guy's going to be super hot in like 5 years. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
But he just looks like a little baby Kev right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Who the hell is that?
He's this guy who looks like a little baby.
A little baby Kev. Super sweet.
Shout out
baby Kev.
It could be a grew into it thing, but I'm more akin to, I'm more inclined to think that if it wasn't for Adam Driver, people wouldn't think that this wouldn't be a look that most people were like, oh yeah, I get it. Because like Adam Driver made like ugly guys like me into hot.
You're not ugly though.
No, like I'm pretty gross, but like
you got those piercing blue eyes.
Yeah, but that's like, but they're surrounded by these crusty eyelids that look
what
like, you know,
talking
those,
about?
You know, those giant, you know, in Mario, those like, what do you call it? Those Venus flytraps. Yeah, my eyes are like the Venus, you know, the ones that
you
on
do
chain.
Have.
Yeah.
You are one of those guys who glasses do you like a huge favor.
Well, okay, what if I... Hold
I don't on. Think so.
My glasses
You don't think
are
so? Like, I think he's
no,
like one
I
of those guys
look
who
good.
Looks way better with glasses.
I think you look both.
Okay. Like, without glasses, you're like a hideous bog monster.
That's what I think, too. Yeah. But I also
but
think
glasses,
that with glasses,
you're like
too,
a fucking
though.
Supermodel.
You guys don't know anything.
Adam Driver, though.
I would fuck Matt Leaf. I know that much.
I would fuck Adam Driver,
we all
I think.
Would fuck Matt Leaf.
Just as a thank you.
For that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys, we got a Ben update.
Oh, what?
This is going to be a weekly thing.
A Ben update.
Thank God. I miss Ben. Where is Ben?
He's going to tell. He's in Madrid.
What's up, Film Drunk Fraud Cast? Is this the Film Drunk Fraud line? Because...
I didn't know he was going to break up.
Did you listen to this before?
No.
Idiot.
Did he just get killed?
In the taken. For the Republic art. I don't know how to answer that, but especially now that we reign in crazy.
Also,
this answers none of my questions.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Literally.
Hold on. He sent the
falling down a tunnel.
He sent an updated message.
Literally none.
Want to know everything you want to know about coming to Europe? Well, watch this video from the Spotted Ox Hostel, the coolest hostel in all the countries of Europe.
Is that like Suriname?
What is this?
For
is
breakfast, we'll do something cool, like have a cigarette and like a bar of chocolate. And then we go for work for like 1/2 hour, 2/2 hour.
Oh, wait, I've seen this.
And lunch is usually, you know, something cool, like a cigarette and like 2-3 bottles of red wine and then like a bowl of heavy cream. And then dinner, you know, we'll do something healthy, like, you know, 4-5 sausages and then like a chocolate cigarette. And then we'll invite our cigarette outside to take an espresso and watch the street life. And we so much can eat as much as we want and we never get heavy because of olive oil. So that's what we say.
Wait, so...
Lovely.
So...
That was Ben in Madrid. He's living that Euro lifestyle.
You know, I gotta say, first of all, I thank you so much for not screening the call beforehand. Because
yeah,
we
really
couldn't have had
that
wonderful moment.
It wouldn't be the broadcast if I did. Yeah, if I
any prep at all, no. It wouldn't be the broadcast.
Maybe I could take 30 seconds to listen to the thing I'm gonna... No.
I love that you didn't, because yeah, I was waiting. I was just like anticipating, okay, what's going on, Ben? Yeah, how are we doing? And then it was just...
he was falling down a tunnel.
Like, did he, is he dead?
No, he's alive.
No, taking eight.
Lifting weights, writing books.
I miss him so much. Why doesn't he come here? I'm eating more nicotine gum because he's, you know, he's out of my life.
Yeah.
It's to stave off the withdrawal symptoms of not having Ben.
I don't remember which one Ben is.
He's the not tall one.
Unhelpful.
He was the other one with huge muscles.
Is he married?
No.
Okay, Ben. I haven't met this one.
Wow, you never met Ben?
I think he might have been gone by the time we had Jane on the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember Brett and the married guy.
Brendan,
that's it.
Is that how you just categorize all men now?
Yeah.
Brett, married guy? Yeah.
Brett, married guy.
Yeah. Well, Brett's married too.
Brett,
I know, but
Brett, Vince.
Brett's like... Ben. Brandon's just married in my head.
And off limits. Yeah.
Oh, that's actually how I categorize men.
Yeah.
Off limits, on limits.
Yeah. Or as men do, it's like they're down, they're ugly, or speed bump.
You know what I did today?
Speed bump? What's that one?
That's if they have a boyfriend.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Boyfriends are just a speed bump, bro.
Oh, I get it, dude.
Yeah. It's like... You know, you just got to run over that speed bump full speed. You might get a little bit,
between
you just got to run over their boyfriend with your car.
Kill the boyfriend. Speed bump.
In between you and your slam piece.
Yeah. And then you just smash. Do you ever just fucking smash chicks?
Yeah.
Me too. You just smash them.
Like Clover Garden.
Because you hate them.
You're the audience.
For what they did to you.
A very uncomfortable look.
When you were younger. Sorry. I was channeling me 3 years ago before Adam Driver.
Yeah. That's good. You really tapped into those feelings. Do you do that in therapy?
I do. It's a lot of just hitting my therapist with a foam baseball bat and going, fuck you, Jane Harrison.
Oh, no.
I mean, what? No.
Oh.
I'm JK.
And then he spends all his time with you learning how to perfect that
the
impression. Yeah,
me.
Exactly.
I'm sure he's really good at it.
That's why he's so good at role play, because he knows everybody that he does.
Well, I'm really glad
for
that I bought him that pinata of me.
Oh yeah,
because I feel like that will like maybe help him out with your anger.
Definitely.
Does it help? I feel like I could never just go and tell
my
therapist
God.
About my
therapy
feelings.
Is the best thing.
I don't know
ever.
What my feelings are, so I don't know how I would talk
yeah,
to someone about.
Yeah, that's how most.
That's, yeah, most life is
he
not.
He literally yelled at me, "What do you want?" the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
I already do that to myself, though. Why do I need another? Like, why do I need an outside version of my internal monologue?
No, it's like,
because when you externalize it, you can dissect it better.
Right, yeah. Otherwise, you're just kind of
then I'm just dissecting it. I'm like, wow, this is stinky.
No, yeah, but they help you sift through it.
Yeah, and you're going in circles when you're doing it in your head. Here's what I really like about it. So my issue with it was I wanted therapy because as much as I like the whole, like, 12-step and sponsor-sponsee relationship. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, your sponsor's not a medical professional.
Right.
And also, there's no legal recourse.
But he's read that book probably a lot of times.
No, totally. There's a lot of really good, useful things. Obviously, it's incredibly helpful. But the difference is sometimes my intellectual curiosity wants to not just, like, take my own, like, inventory of what the fuck's going on, but also other people, and, like, talk about it in a way where I feel like I'm safe enough. Because here's the thing, there's no legal stipulation that says your sponsor can't, like, talk to other people about what you're saying to them. Mm-hmm. So, not that...
But isn't it anonymous? That's the whole... I mean, legal, I guess.
You should feel safe, but I still have major trust issues. And I was basically... A therapist is like someone who you pay.
Sorry, you said I have major trust issues, and I just laughed at you.
Yeah, no.
That was a dick move. I'm sorry.
I expected it because I don't trust you.
Pay them to keep your secrets.
You pay them not to snitch.
He's told me a lot about you.
Well, that's the thing. You know, he's told me everything about everyone.
Based on what you've told the audience of this podcast, I'm very curious. What am I keeping inside?
What
are you keeping inside?
It's less like...
You told us about your fake rubber butt that you keep in your
mom's
closet.
It's less about the secrets, and it's more about, like, I asked my therapist, for example, like, why do I like quicksand porn? Mm-hmm. Or why...
And he has an answer to that?
Well, we just sift through it.
Yeah. Sift through the quicksand.
Very slowly, yeah. Very carefully.
It is what you do with sand. You sift it.
And then,
except it's wet, you're like,
talk to him about, like,
you
so
pan for gold in the quicksand porn.
I really enjoy
eat it.
Watching videos of people dying. Why do I want to watch videos of people dying? And then we just talk about it.
Because it makes you feel alive.
I guess so. I think it's more because it's like, okay, that's how I won't die, because now I know to protect myself against
against ISIS.
Yeah, or a giant hydraulic thing that crushed this dude's head one time.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Crushed his whole head.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Why was that on video?
Oh, well, security footage.
How?
Number one.
Where
first
did you
rule.
Find that, by the way?
Internet, bro. Like, you just gotta look.
Dark web.
No, it's not even dark web. It's light web. It's like you go to Reddit, subreddit, watch people die.
Okay.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, just straight up watch people die. And for any of you out there, don't go to that.
Well, now they're going to do it.
You shouldn't, because unless you want to watch people die, you're not going to have a good time.
I'll say that my vanilla version of this is that I find the zip popping or like the draining videos. Like, I find
everybody
those
likes that.
Incredibly cathartic.
It's weirdly enough, a lot
Jane,
of people
do
love
not,
that.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What's the opposite of otherizing? Do not mainstreamize my feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
Universal. That, do not generalize my individuality.
There is something offensive about that, isn't there?
Oh, you're just like everyone. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, when someone is like, oh, no, that's normal. What you're doing is normal. If for some reason, you're just fuck you.
Not like everyone. I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Well, I'll drink my own cum right now and smear poop on my face. Does everyone do that? Yeah, there is something.
That's what Gigi Allen's mom was doing. She's always like telling me so mainstream.
Be original. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, therapy is great.
Yeah.
Really,
honestly, everybody should do it.
Yeah, it helps you organize your life and your thoughts. And, you know.
Also, if you go to someone and it's not good, don't just think therapy is bad, because they're all individual people, too.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll just think that talking about my feelings is bad, even worse.
That's terrible. Why don't you want to talk about your feelings?
Because he's a man. Look how much muscle he has. I can see why.
He's got snus
I look in your
mouth.
Eyes and I just see you're closed off. You're closed off to your own.
I just feel like I'm already self-indulgent enough.
I'm looking to your eyes and it's a mirror into your soul, and your soul is playing football alone. You're throwing a football into the abyss while your dad is texting.
One of those little, like, 80s handheld football games.
I see you sitting on a stoop with a fishing rod and no dad coming to pick you up.
The funny thing is my dad like begged me to fish with him and I was like, Dad, I hate fishing. It is so boring. Please don't make me fish with you.
All right. So I see your dad on a stoop with a fishing rod yeah. and you just being like, fuck you, bro.
No, my dad really wanted to fish and I was like, you know what are the two things that I hate?
Save this for your therapist.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. Once again, Jane.
Yeah, man. You really, if ever he was thinking about it.
Man.
Yeah.
Nah.
I was like, the two things that I like least in life are getting up early and just sitting there with nothing to do. Fishing was not.
Oh, okay.
Fishing was not going to be my thing.
Yeah, no. I don't understand why you have to get up early to fish.
Yeah, because that's when, it's when the fish bite.
Well, they don't
eat in the morning.
What do they do during
the
day?
They have fishy breakfast.
What do they do during the day?
They sleep.
No,
they go swimming.
That's all they do.
They swim around.
They swim laps.
They swim around.
Yeah, that's like whenever, you know.
The larva hatch in the warm water in the morning.
People in country songs or people on like the FarmersOnly.com commercials, they're always talking about how much they like to fish.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys think I should get on FarmersOnly.com?
I've thought about that.
Do you think I should do it?
Yeah.
Well, you guys can't go on there. You're not farmers.
Yeah, but the girls don't have to be farmers.
Really?
They just gotta wear cowboy boots.
I think the guys only have to be farmers.
That's
right?
Super fucked up.
Have you ever met a lady farmer?
Yeah, I've never met anyone, but like, I mean, do you truly know someone? No. So therefore, I haven't met anyone, but I'm sure there are lady farmers.
There's not lady farmers.
There's definitely lady migrant farm workers.
A whole, that's not a farmer, that's a migrant worker.
What is a migrant? Yeah, what's a migrant? Pretty sure. I mean, that probably counts.
A farmer is a guy who like owns a farm and is like, bring in the hay now. That's
is literally a farmer the CEO of a farm.
Damn right. And ooh. Only men can be CEOs.
That's true.
Proven scientifically.
We got a return of an old bit.
Okay.
We like to call this bit Matt Sings Royalty Free Music Songs.
Oh, I see. I'm your dancing monkey.
You kind of are.
You're just going to just do whatever you want.
You told me that you wanted. No, actually, this was another thing that the listeners requested.
Okay. What? It's me singing royalty free music.
Yeah, we find some royalty free music and you imagine what the lyrics of that might be.
Oh, yeah. I got this, man. Don't worry about it.
And last time you were talking all this shit about how good a freestyle you
are. I'm a really good freestyle rapper. But
I'm not saying you aren't. I think you're great.
Yeah. All right.
Why is freestyle rapping now a requirement for comedians? I don't understand.
Is it?
I don't do that.
When did that happen?
I don't know. Like the really good ones, freestyle rap.
Which
Eliza Skinner?
Did you see what she did there? Did you see what she did there subtly?
Amy Bowler's. That was underhanded.
Should we just get married? Because you're like always subtly undermining me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm good at.
Just like stabbing you in the heart, but like from behind.
So alone.
Well. I can tell you why. It's because you're just isolating all the people who love you.
Don't need a therapist for that, do you?
What?
Yeah. To tell her that.
No, you're very good. Let's watch.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Now there's pressure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll give you a little taste for this.
Oh, shit.
I kind of think this
okay,
is
okay, I
like
already
a,
know what it is.
It feels like a
Sweet Home Alabama.
It feels like a takeoff on Sweet Home of Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But starting with a bass line. Yo. Sweet home. Yo. Yeah. Sweet home. Sweet home. Yo. Yo, my name is Matt. I'm not fat. Everybody says, no, you can't rap. But I can. I am the man. I like girls drowning in quicksand. That's the thing about me, okay? You will look at me and say, hey, that guy's pretty good at rap. Also, he's skinny. Yeah. See, the problem with that is, like, I'm not supposed to rap over that.
No, I didn't say you should rap. I was hoping that you would sing a song. I don't even like hip-hop.
Oh, well, first you should because...
No, I like some hip-hop.
Well, don't appropriate.
I'll say that... Everybody likes Drake. I just can't stand the way that he doesn't enunciate, like his like cool lack of enunciation. It drives
yo,
me
also.
Fucking insane.
Yo, also.
Can I tell you also. This is completely honest.
Go ahead.
I have never heard a single Drake song all the way through ever.
Yeah, I hear like the first
I don't know,
four or five bars and I'm like, I hate the way he doesn't enunciate.
Does he do the song Call You on Your Cell Phone?
This is the only Drake song I've ever listened to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I have listened Started from the Bottom, but that's mostly because of Broad City. I have listened to Hotline Bling, which for some reason it's Bling instead of Blink. Yeah.
You used to call me on my.
Yeah.
You used to.
I have some major problems with this song.
Yeah.
Is it because you don't have
you used to
a cell phone?
T-Mobile.
It's mostly that. Do you know the plot of Hotline
No, I don't
Bling?
Know. I've never listened to a single
Can
Drake
I describe
song all the
plot
way
through. Of Hotline Bling?
I mean, you might as well do it on stage because that's what all comedians now do now. But
yeah, but I get to do it on the podcast.
Yeah, it's better this way.
I haven't heard anybody because I don't go to open mics anymore. But
yeah.
So
all this bragging, all this. Go ahead.
No, it's laziness. So it's like his girl. He left town.
Yeah.
And he got back. She's been sleeping with other guys.
Uh-huh.
And he feels left out. And she's going out and she met new girls. And she's dancing and wearing less clothes than she used to.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right.
He feels left out.
He wants to wear less clothes.
Yes.
And he wants to hang out with his whatever.
Her new girlfriend.
He wants to dance.
Well, also, she used to call him on his cell phone, right?
Yeah, she would hit him up for a booty call late.
Okay.
But now that he's back in town after he's been out of town, she doesn't do it anymore. She doesn't call him late. And now he's like, why are you into me anymore? And he's like, well, maybe because you left town and now I can't.
Well, hey, he's got a job. He's trying to put food on the table. He's got mouth to feed. All right? I mean, No, his mouth. He's got to feed his mouth. He's got to feed his own mouth.
Yeah, he does have a big old mouth.
He's got a big mouth to feed.
Hey, that's racist.
Is that? Against Jews, though.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Canadian.
His mouth is Jewish.
Yeah. I just choked on the 7-Eleven.
No, it was this one. I think it was this song, the one where he's... Who is he feuding with in
this? I actually really like this
Meek
song.
Meek Mill.
He's feuding with someone in this song. One song, and he can't enunciate for fucking...
Right there.
Oh, is it time for the Dark Lord?
He's going to call me on my cell phone.
Oh, man.
So is this Drake?
Not again.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I totally missed Drake.
I learned the game from William Wesley. You can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon.
He says the N-word?
Yeah, I don't like when Jews say the N-word.
Very important. It's just like
when Jew mouths say the N-word.
Yeah.
It's just this thing where like not enunciating is cool. It bugs me.
Yeah, what are you, an old man?
Kinda.
You can't handle a little bit of urban flavor?
Yeah, but, well, I mean, I'm going to cite all only rap from like the early 90s, but I'm like, I like the way Ice Cube
DJ
enunciates
cool.
really well.
I'm just so, okay, so I first missed out on Drake. I noticed this about 4 years ago. I was like, man, I completely miss Drake, and at this point, I'm going to miss him on purpose.
Right.
Because at some point, he'd just be some guy, and I'll be okay with the fact that I'm... But at this, I can't continue to miss out on Drake because he's literally one of the biggest rappers alive.
And I think there's this thing where if you don't catch something when it's happening, then you kind of have to overcompensate to make it like, oh, I always wanted to avoid this on purpose.
Right. I know. Or I end up listening to Drake, falling in love with Drake, and then I feel like everyone's gonna be like,
Yeah, we know.
By the time I am obsessed with Drake, everyone's going to be so over Drake. Like, I just got into Eminem, and you guys, he's great.
Really?
Oh, he hates his mother. I really love it. He wants to kill Kim. He hates Kim. He's always trying to kill her.
Yeah.
He has a whole song where he's just crying. Crying and... She's gonna kill Kim.
Spaghetti.
And then talk about spaghetti at one point. Yeah. No, guys, all right.
That's relatable.
For Frogcast,
I don't know what Drake's talking about.
If you haven't heard spaghetti. Eminem, listen to him. It's not M and M. Not M
it's
ampersand.
The candies?
It's E-M-I-N-E-M.
Can I find it in the store in Times Square?
You can. At any Sam Goody or Tower Records still in existence. Marshall Mathers, they call him.
Yep.
Brett's here.
Brett's here. Yay.
Hey, Brett.
Hi, how's it going?
We're turning.
Good. How is my volume?
Oh, that's nice.
There it is.
Whoa.
Brett. Brett, we're doing this thing. I don't know if you remember this. This is where Matt sings along to royalty-free music.
Oh, I love this segment.
Don't you?
I do.
Everybody
really
does. That's
genuinely, earnestly enjoy this segment.
I accidentally rapped over the first song.
I'm glad I missed that part.
Well, it was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't bad. Oh, don't look at... All right. This is why Jane... You never,
sorry.
Never look at
my
Jane.
My default is negative.
Never look at Jane in the eye.
Brent wasn't here. I had to fill negative space.
She even put her hood up to make herself look extra too cool.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were talking about Eminem.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right.
Here we go.
But I don't know what the song is.
It's going to be heartfelt.
Just you can listen to it and I can play it back.
On the fly.
Yo, motherfucker. All right, hold on. What's the song called?
This is called A New Beginning.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah. Keep it going. What happened?
You know there's going to be a change coming. That's the problem.
No, it's about to start now. New beginning, beginning, you and me. Everybody, all of history. We stay together, we'll never pay the fee. That's why we'll never pay the fee of history. A new beginning for you and me. Convenience charges are too fucking much. $2.50 to pull out my money. It's already my money. Why would I do that? Need a new beginning. Where's the nearest Chase ATM? Never pay the fee. I can't get to
it. That was like a U2 ballad. I could see you walking in front of a big screen with the edge behind you.
With the shades on.
The great thing is, you know it's coming off the top of my head.
Oh, that's off top.
You didn't write that?
No, weirdly enough. Yeah.
This next one's called Actionable.
Actionable? Really?
Uh-huh. Is there one called Content?
Actionable.
Let me see if I can find the...
This is just like what the music of spreadsheets sound like.
I think I've had to listen. What website is it from?
This is from Ben Sound.
Ben Sound. Ben made them?
Where's it?
Before he left his message. Ben left a message, and I was so excited to hear from him, and it was just static the whole time. So I don't know what's happening.
This one's called, I didn't record any guitar for the song, but an overdriven classic Rhodes piano that I mixed with a hip-hop beat.
Nice. Do it.
I'm ready.
I already love this one.
Yeah. Very long title, though. They should shorten it.
I think Todd Maffin, this was his favorite song.
All right.
Shut up and sit down.
Shut up and sit down. Yo. I miss Drake. Everyone said he's great, but I break. Everyone said he's the best. He came from the bottom, went to the top, and now he's at the top somewhere. I don't know, he's too far up. I never really see him. I heard he's good. I also heard he's cool. That's pretty great. He's a Jew. Yo, Drake. Yo, check it. They used to call him on his cell phone, but now they don't. Everyone's sad because he's waiting for the call. Never gonna have that get that call because he got... It broke down too early. Hold on. That's too fast. I need a slow tempo. Okay. I need a slow tempo.
Well, this next one's called Energy, so I don't know how you're going to deal with that.
All right, I can handle it. Let's fucking do it. I don't care.
This one was in the,
no one listens to the show anymore.
This one was in the category of corporate pop.
Yes.
Nice.
Corporate pop, man.
Corporate motivational royalty-free music track featuring electric guitar, bass, drums, sick. Piano, and strings. A nice track for corporate videos and presentations.
Yes. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. I'm so excited.
Oh, I love this one, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody take your seat. I got a presentation. You're gonna sit right here. We're gonna have a celebration. Everybody here, look at the spreadsheet. Everybody get up. on, dance on your feet. Eat some cake. Eat some cake. It's your corporate birthday. Eat, eat, eat some cake. Eat some cake. Brenda, stop eating too much cake. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're sitting here, we're sitting there. It's a corporate birthday. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check out my spreadsheet. We got a pie chart. We got a bar chart. Quarterly earnings are doing pretty, pretty good. We're making money. We're not in the red. We're in the black, and we hope that we stay there. Make those profits. Die alone. See your grave from 40 years from now. Life is a flat plane. And you can see your grave.
Is this where the cake
on
is?
On your corporate birthday, it's where the cake is. Your grave on your
corporate
birthday.
Everybody got the slice already?
Everyone has gotten the slice. You only get one, and then you die cold and alone. Your children will leave you. Your wife will die too. And everyone will be sad. You'll be feeling blue. And one day you'll wake up and you're 80 years old in a retirement home, high on morphine all day. Sleep through life, never live. Everything is gonna be fine, spreadsheet. Put in your report on time. Go to HR and tell them you want more benefits.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very good.
I love that segment.
Oh, there's more though.
I can't.
Come on, one more.
I'm not gonna top that.
You can't top that.
Yeah,
we
can try.
No, it
George.
We can run the bit. We can run the bit into the ground.
No.
Amazing.
God, you guys know nothing about show business.
Okay, Lorne.
Oh.
Wow.
That was good, man.
That was real good.
Off top, man.
That's off top.
I was off top. And it really expressed a lot of feelings I have about corporate work.
I just like the idea that you go into your therapist and he just plays royalty-free music, and then just all your feelings just pour out.
It's the only way. It's the only way
and
I can.
And when you're staring at quicksand, it makes you feel so loud.
You could do that if you're having trouble expressing your feelings.
Sometimes I just feel so inadequate.
Oh, shit, it's happening.
Do you guys sing songs when you walk around the house?
Constantly.
Oh, yeah.
About, like, what you're feeling. And,
and what cupboards you're opening. Yeah. Today we're going to open.
That's a dirty desk.
I do it everywhere I go. I saw this dog one time. And I sang, all I want to do is pet this dog.
And I got the feeling he is a fluffy one.
Yeah. I have one for socks.
What's your sock song?
All of the whites.
That's pretty racist for socks. I got lots of black socks.
Wash all the whites in here, baby.
Oh.
Extra bright, I want y'all to clean this.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a great parody song. Weird Al would be proud.
I hope so.
You think there's an alternate universe where Weird Al Yankovic never existed and it's just in complete and utter chaos?
Without the steadying power people, of parody songs?
Like, what if the world would have been destroyed if there was no Weird Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like without, like, a surgeon, Madonna would have risen to power too quickly and taken over the world completely.
Right. Yeah.
And then we would have a dictator of Madonna.
Yeah. No, it's like that Star Trek movie where they go back in time and they find out that all the whales have disappeared.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's like the whale. What is it? It's the whales' songs that keep the aliens away or something? Or the whales?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's one where they go into San Francisco, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they're on San Francisco. Well, but they're on a Muni bus, and there's a guy, there's like a punk rocker with a ghetto blaster, and I just remember thinking, like, what? That's what I thought.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah. I was like, what?
I did see that headline about Jeb Bush where it's like, I'm man enough to kill Hitler. Where
he said, "Oh hell yeah,
baby
to killing baby Hitler."
Yeah, and I put it in.
Jeb Bush kills baby Hitler.
Kills baby Hitler. And I just immediately put it in like a Sheryl Crow song.
Which one?
Are you strong enough to kill baby Hitler?
I don't know the song.
That's rhyme schematic. It doesn't really work.
Lie to me.
I love it.
That one.
It should be die, baby.
Yeah. What's
been going on with Brett?
Yeah, what has been going on with you?
What? I got really gaunt.
Oh, like, yeah, like that skeletal. Was one of my things, but I wasn't going to mention it because I'm not
and
a dick.
Like receding gums.
You know, when you show up late, we don't get to like poke insulting. Fun.
You don't get to pick on me.
What right. is happening? Yeah. I do want to know now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trim my beard. That's better now.
Nice. Do you trim good. It all
Trimming
the same
your beard
length?
Made you gaunt?
No, yeah. Well, yeah. It turns
took
out
your Samson power.
Most of my face was beard. And what's left isn't looking so hot. Real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real pasty.
I like you with beard. I like you without beard.
Thanks, buddy.
You've got that late True Detective Matthew McConaughey.
You do. You do. That. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, the beat up one. Mm-hmm. We're little tin men or little mm-hmm. aluminum friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was sick yesterday. That's why I had time to shave my beard. I stayed home and I watched YouTube videos about why time is unidirectional.
Right.
A flat circle?
I mean, kind of.
Kind of is a flat circle. Yeah.
Turns out we're all just a big Markov chain. You know what else is a Markov chain? Fucking spam bots. Universe. Really? Kind of just a spam bot figuring out English for the first
time. So what's
a
Markov chain?
It's like a branching structure. It's like the probability. Kind of, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Probability that a word's going to follow another word, given a bunch of possible words.
Okay.
So spam bots use that. You give them like a whole bunch of books to read, uh-huh. and they build probability tables for like, what's the chance this word will follow another word? And then they just like, go for it, and they just
is
start stringing
like
together English.
When you're like texting, and then it
pops up,
and it has words that pop up.
Probably.
It's like I'm running.
Well,
late.
Let me text. Let's see what happens.
Dylan. Have you trained yours? Have you built the corpus of Matt?
No, word? but let's. I mean, probably it's been trained just so. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna go. I am, and then not a. Good day be the first half of the year, and I don't think that I have a great way of saying that it was the best of the year. Before that, I have a great way of saying.
Yeah. So you say great
Can
way.
I try one? I want to try one.
The most recent version of the year.
So you just made like 100 pocket universes, all of which were super fucking sad.
Oh my god. Okay. You just texted me that.
Of course, we got eight cake and died.
You
in
just
each one
texted
of those.
Me that.
Oh, yeah, I just texted you that.
Okay, I've got, I'm not sure. Uh-oh, somebody pulled me out. Or am I out? Okay. I'm not sure if I could be a good day.
I keep hoping for person. Where day and year come in, please say person.
To be a good day for me to be a good day.
Oh.
It's all
I feel like try, this is try. What like
I don't know that they
I guess you have to start with a letter, right?
Day.
Like you might start with any letter.
Okay. Yeah, try something else other than I'm.
Give me a letter.
H.
That's what I was going to say. Whoa. He said he was a good day to be a good day to day basis of the day. I will be a good day to be a good day for me.
Apple really wants you to write a good day.
A good day to be a good
so you
time
got
did in.
To get
I had No one a is the best thing day. Ever is when you have to be a good day.
I got. He said he was a good day to be a good day to day basis of the day. I will be a good day to be a good day for me to be a good day to be a good time to get a good day.
God. This is a great poem. Like if you, okay, hold on. Play some music.
Shit. This is going to be clap and yell. Right. Fun and happy pop royalty free music featuring hand claps, electric guitar, vocal samples, and organ.
Fucking love hand claps.
Okay. I'm doing it all with this. Yeah. 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 I love you so much fun and addicting, but it is a great day to be a good day for the next few weeks ago, and it is not a fan of yours is a great day to be a good day. At school today is a good day. At work today was the best of the best way of life and death. Life and death in a while ago, but it was the first half of the best thing to say. It was to be the first place for me is the most recent quarter. And the first half of the year of the... I almost... finish the song of the best of the year of the best of the
I've got
day.
A sad one.
All right,
really good at it again and again in the world to me, and my mom is so much fun.
Wow. That's a haiku.
It's pretty good.
You know what makes this great is the curveball words like addicting,
yeah, and death,
like life and death.
I was so afraid mine was gonna shoot a racial slur in there. Just see my secret heart.
Your secret.
Is this like when they make one of those like words in all of your emails?
Mm-hmm, the word
like,
cloud.
Oh, cloud. Yeah. The word cloud.
Yeah.
And then it's like the number one word used the most is the, yeah, of and happy face.
And then fuck.
Yeah, fuck and the eggplant emoji. I use that one a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to be dick.
Meant to be what?
A dick.
Oh,
yeah. Big old purple dick.
You don't know about
purple dicks?
About like
one eye, one heart, five purple dick eater.
Eggplant Fridays on Instagram.
No.
Oh,
is that when you take a picture of your wiener?
It's like it's meant to. Yeah, it's like guys taking a picture of the outlines of their dick.
Yeah. I was trying
you
to
know about this, Jay.
No.
I do that all the time, but it's like a police scene. It's just like my dick died here. Just like on walls.
You
and
do
stuff.
It on chalk.
Yeah, just on the floor.
R.I.P. Dickie,
yeah.
B.
At one point, what's his name? The Game. You guys know the rapper, The Game.
Uh-huh.
No.
He did an Eggplant Friday, and he wrote a whole thing for it. And can I read it to you guys?
Please.
Yes, please.
I mean, it sounds like you're very. This is very important to you. So
yeah,
I'm gonna let you go with that.
All right. All right. Let's see. He wrote, I mean, if I'm not your hashtag man crush Monday, then who the fuck is? Okay, so this is my first time bringing you the hashtags to Monday, but you know what? I love you, and you deserve to hashtag get wet on your way home from work. Hashtag, ooh, if you on your way to the gym, ooh, turn around and go back home. Hashtag, you about to work up a sweat punching that monkey.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm.
Hashtag.
I have never heard and, punching the monkey, sir.
Yeah. Hashtag and put them toys away. Hashtag we going old school. Hashtag just you
and them fingers. Hashtag now put on Usher Confessions album and let it play through. Hashtag
not get, his album.
Get completely naked. Hashtag prop them pillows so you're comfortable. Hashtag if your hair freshly did. Hashtag lay your scarf flat on the pillow and lay gently on it. Yeah. Hashtag now spread them thighs for me. Hashtag lick your index and middle finger. Oh, I accidentally clicked one of the hashtags.
There's 60,000 other ones.
Your index and middle fingers. Hashtag now touch that pearl tongue and go counterclockwise. Mm. Hashtag slowly. Hashtag said slowly. Hashtag don't make me slap.
What
your
if you're
hand.
In the northern hemisphere?
Hashtag let me finish. Hashtag don't
let
make
me finish.
Don't make me slap your hand and make you start over. Hashtag keep your eyes closed. Hashtag shit. Now reverse the motion and imagine me licking your leg starting from your ankle. Hashtag I'm about to catch a Uber downtown to that pussy. Hashtag you about to get it ate like groceries. Hashtag but organic groceries because I'm on a strict diet. Hashtag now what I'm about to do next might tickle. Hashtag you ready. Hashtag yeah you ready. Hashtag now bust. Hashtag and say my name. Hashtag meet print poppy. Hashtag drops mic. Emoji of a peace sign, black hand.
What
can the game just write? Hashtag erotic fiction.
You really should.
I think this was his text.
Good.
I think this was his text poem.
Yeah.
What? Like he just did the same thing. He just did the same thing that we did, but his texts are much more interesting.
Yeah. What? What's meat print poppy?
I have no idea.
Click on the hashtag and tell me what you find because I need to get in on that.
Like if meat poppy, Prince Poppy, maybe his. Is his penis named Prince Poppy?
Oh, I thought print like a printer. Like,
if no, it's Prince Poppy.
I thought Poppy was there and he was going to leave a meat print on him.
It could be either, you guys. let me click meat print Poppy.
Is it Poppy, P-A-P-I?
P-A-P-I, yeah.
Oh, like me print Poppy.
Oh, it could be me at
print Poppy.
Me at print Poppy. No, that makes less sense.
Maybe print Poppy's like a copy shop.
Meet me at print Poppy Poppy.
We're gonna fuck on the old machines. You're gonna scan our junks.
All right. Well, if you look at if you click hashtag meet print Poppy, you're getting a lot of black dicks, and they are massive. Look. Oh, hold on. Well, that guy's shown as D'Angelo's.
What does that mean?
You know,
it's cum gutters.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
It's D'Angelo's. don't know what... Meat Print Poppy _ LA is the name of a... is the name of a...
Workout regime?
It's an Instagram group.
Oh.
Instagram group? How old am I?
One of them Instagram groups.
Just a bunch of friends exchanging pictures of our dicks.
Meat print poppy. Throw back a bottle of beer. Suit Ryan. Those are the days.
Oh, I have a Spectre question. Because we're talking about like lay down on the bed girl. So in the movie...
Mm-hmm.
I notice in the movie Spectre, they show up, no spoilers, but they show up at a place and an evil character has laid out a dress on the bed for the female protagonist and it like fits her.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that is the creepiest thing in movies is whenever somebody has a dress that they bought for a woman.
And it's their size perfectly.
And it's their size and it's like, you will wear this. And it's like, why do I wear this? I don't like that.
It would be really funny though if they had. Sorry, I'm eating really a gummy dinosaur right now. But
can I get one of the clear ones?
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn, those are my favorite.
We have a lot in common.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same therapist.
Super Jewish.
Wouldn't it be really funny though if they? I bought this for you, and it's just a huge dress.
And then they cut to the slow-mo of the entrance, and it's just wrong size dress flowing real slow.
How big do you think I am? It fits you perfectly. Don't worry.
Just no concept of correct fitting.
You look beautiful.
I just like that the male screen, like a male screenwriter's idea of like a very smart, insightful, intense man is like, I can tell any woman's size just by my eyes.
Don't worry, I got it at Lane Bryant.
Only a villain would know that, would pay any attention to a woman's shape.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, you seemed fatter. I guess you're much thinner than
you looked bustier
you looked.
In your Facebook picture. Mm-hmm.
I was pretty sure you were a fat lady. Anyways, wear this muumuu.
You can cinch it. Yes, come to the party.
I think I have a belt somewhere.
Did anyone actually watch The Spy Who Loved Me?
Oh, I did. So we have to fucking talk about it because I hated every
Wait,
second.
Did you really? I watched the worst movie for you guys and none of you watched
it. I watched it.
Oh, you watched the dog one.
I watched the terrible dog one.
Yeah. What terrible dog one?
With Madeline Kahn and all the like golden age stars.
He's like a...
Oh, well, you should have known we weren't going to talk about him.
That was like 6 months ago.
I know. I'm so mad about it. Okay. That's how bad it was.
Well, I tell you, we got to talk about The Spy Who Loved Me because I thought it was bad. It was bad all the way through.
Really?
It's why I hate Bond movies.
Oh, I liked it.
What was bad about
it? Number one, I don't think the campiness makes it better.
You think it was campy at the time?
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean,
to me, it struck me like, it was a weird combination of action movie that's kind of compelling and like softcore porno that's like super
right.
funny and cheesy.
Yeah. I mean, but I'm going to be completely honest with you. That scene where they're driving in the car and there's a helicopter chasing them and people chase.
Yeah.
I fast forwarded through it.
That was very long.
It's just like, it doesn't interest me in any way watching a huge car chase or him like, because I know he's going to get out of it. There's no tension. So so it's like, if there's going to be no tension, do some cool car tricks.
Right.
Don't just jump into the ocean.
Right. It's a very long James Bond commute.
Right.
To the next scene.
Exactly. Those commutes are too long.
But how good was the cinematography? All I could focus on was like,
I don't know what that means.
Good every picture looked. I don't know.
Does that mean what the pictures look like?
Yes, exactly.
It looked like an old-ass movie.
I thought it looked like everything looked like a really pretty picture.
Everything looked like a picture of an old-ass movie.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like... I
like the styling on the women. Like, anytime you see it, well, I mean, it was kind of... It's almost like an in-joke that every woman in the Bond movie is, like, comically attractive.
Right, yeah.
But also, women look great in, like, the 70s. That was like...
I just
agree.
Yeah,
they're fucking dogs now.
No, I think they were dogs then. I think women are hot now, and they were dogs then.
Okay.
Like, women didn't start getting hot until, like, 3 years ago.
When you started getting hot?
Yeah, there is a correlation. Ever since Adam Driver made guys like me look hot, women to me have looked hotter, too. See, I can play, two can play at this game.
Honestly, I think Brett looks more like Adam Driver than you do.
Oh,
well,
bold
I mean,
statement.
Whoa.
I'm okay with that.
Who's Adam
what
Driver?
Does that mean?
Adam Driver is this great driver.
He's the best. He's the first driver.
He never gets chased by helicopters.
Yeah, right.
Ever.
And the commute's very short between scenes. He's the guy from Girls.
Oh, yeah, Adam Driver.
Yeah,
I love
yeah.
Adam Driver.
Yeah.
Adam!
Yeah.
Okay.
Earlier I was saying that I think he's the reason women find me attractive now. Oh. Like, women didn't used to find me attractive, and now Adam Driver's out. They're like, oh, that's cool to like that? Well, guess what? No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it's like. But I do feel like Adam Driver made looking ugly better.
Well, I think it's more that like it's the tall, skinny, and a frightening capacity for violence.
Right, exactly. No, there is this kind of this bit of violence people see in my eyes when I look at them. They're like, I can tell you're a violent man. And I go, no, I'm very peaceful. And they're like, you say that, but you'd yell at me. And it's like, I would yell at you. You're right. I yell.
But only in a sexy way.
Yeah, it's only like, you know, give me that asshole. Yum, nom, 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 nom. Do you love me? That's all.
Gonna print some meat for Poppy.
Anyways, I thought the movie was, I don't know, it's kind of, I just hate James Bond movies. Tried watching.
I'm not saying you're wrong about that.
I've tried watching a few. And
one of my notes was how Roger Moore kisses weird.
Yeah, he does kiss.
He kisses super weird.
Yeah.
I've never seen him kiss, like, but he seems like a dude who kisses weird. Like Roger Moore in all of his promo photos, you go, that guy.
Yeah.
He goes in like a grandma, but then like opens his mouth real wide, like one of the sharks, the basking sharks.
Right.
No.
He's got a, he's got a separate mouth in his mouth, I think.
I have to tell
he
you.
Does, he, does an op- he does the opposite of that, which is that he keeps his lips kind of like pursed, and then, he, and then he moves his head from side to side sexually. When
well, that's a 70s kiss is when you're like, wah, 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 and you go back and like, wah, wah,
so
wah,
wah, weird. Wah,
like back and forth, a little sound trick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're doing like that. The Doppler effect with each other's mouths.
Well, the thing is, like I noticed... This is what I imagine your dinosaur Chewy sound like.
Yeah, as they're being decimated in my mouth.
Well, Inspector, so I like Casino Royale a lot.
So do I.
And I really like the sex like scenes and stuff in it with Vesper Lynd. And I noticed that in this Inspector, the kiss, I was really self-conscious about the kisses.
Mm-hmm.
Like every kiss in the movie, I was like, oh, stiffy.
Well, also that whole love scene, like the whole love interest was not set up at all. It was just like, hey, baby, you. Hey, baby, I got to ramble on. And she's like, yeah, I didn't want to fuck you anyway. And the next scene is like, we love each other. Let's ride off into the sunset.
Yeah, they cut out like a whole 30-minute section of them getting to know each other.
Wait,
yeah.
wait. Who, getting who? Who are we talking about getting to know each other?
Inspector.
Leia Skidoo and Daniel Craig.
Oh, you're talking
no
about...
No one likes my joke where I call her Leia Skidoo.
You're talking about that movie. Yeah. The whole time I was like, what are you talking about? Her name was Triple X and she... She needed to, in the movie, we're talking about the other movie.
Yeah. Not The Spy Who Loved Me. We're talking about Spectre.
What was Triple X? What's her name? Professor X?
Veronica Onatop? No, I don't, something Russian.
She's like Agent Triple X.
Veronica, I'm going to put you in my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, you kill my husband, and I shoot you later. And then she doesn't.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, they fuck in like a little pod. And everyone watches them fuck, and he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm doing this for Britain or something. And then
is he playing a little flag on her?
He stabs her in the heart with a flag.
He kisses her with a
says,
stiff
God
upper lip.
God save
sure.
the queen. Our home and native queen. I don't know anything else about how to use
She is the greatest queen.
What happened in that movie? You got any questions?
Okay. So one thing that I did like, all right, it's weird watching old Bond because it falls into the same trap as like the whole Playboy debate where, you know, they're taking new. So like I really like the casual nudity of the old Bond, but I realize that the casual sexism is problematic. So it's like if they could somehow.
On a scale of 8 to 10, how rapey is this one?
Oh, you didn't watch?
I didn't watch.
I don't know if it's... Is it rapey?
Are we talking about Spy Who Loved Me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're back on Spy Who Loved Me.
No, it's not rapey.
It's more like dad creepy. It's more like...
At least the Connery ones are a lot of like, you're a lesbian, but I'll make sure you're not anymore.
Yeah, right. No.
I mean, there's a little bit element of that, but I think more than that, it's like the 70s paradigm of... These hot babes are throwing themselves at you, and all you have to do is make a funny quip about it. Like, he doesn't really have to do much work. Like, they're just like, they're falling in his lap, and all he has to do is like,
yeah. But that's the Bond thing, is he's like, okay,
right. I don't think that's rapiness just as more as much as it's like this, you know, idealized environment of what we wish the world was.
Like, she's got a gun at him at the end of the movie, and she's finally gonna kill him. And then he like pops open a bottle of champagne and is kind of like, whoops, or something like that. And then she's like, okay, I'll fuck you. And it's like, damn. That was
pretty charming.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think, you know, charming can be disarming. He's disarming with his charming.
Uh-huh.
And so it's like, I don't think it's rape. I think it's more like... I think it's like
that's the only quote that will be taken. Yeah. Like when we're
Matt
remembered. Yeah,
I
Matt
don't think it's rape.
It's disarming and he's charming and I don't think it's rape.
Yeah, I don't think it's rape because like it's
kill
more,
me.
It's more like a Jedi mind trick that he's like good at like force persuasion and like
he makes them want to. He doesn't.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Although if you think about it, what is the force other than rape? If you think about that, I never thought about that, but it's literally that's what rape is forcing. Mm-hmm. And the force is,
are we getting into Star Wars now?
Yeah, we are a little bit into how Star Wars is problematic. The word force is a trigger for me. No, but I do think it wasn't rapey, but there was obviously a lot of the like casual sexism in it.
Yeah. Well, just more so the environment where every every single chick in it is like a ridiculously scantily dressed supermodel.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know.
But fucking, that's what we all want to see at movies, baby.
Yeah, listen, I go to movies for escapism.
Men who are really intense and are probably kind of ugly, but you know, I could do it.
Yeah, he was a good looking man.
And I
want to
see girls who are only tens. Only tens.
Honestly. Right.
But I mean,
if I even see a nine. If I see a nine, I punch myself in the dick.
But it's not like they weren't idealizing the guy, too. I mean, he's this guy that's always in a tux who's good looking.
Let's resolve this. Jane.
What?
Handsomest Bond.
Handsomest Bond.
Ooh, Brosnan, good question. Right? Great question.
Handsomest or sexiest?
Sexiest.
I don't know.
Okay, because handsomest.
Brosnan.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Sexiest.
Craig.
For me?
Craig.
Craig.
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Who's got the meaty fingers?
Thug life.
Okay, but what about Dalton? Nobody gives Dalton his due.
I've never seen a Dalton.
Dalton, they went hard on the gore for some reason. Like that 80s twist where like people are falling in cocaine grinders and exploding in like the pressure chambers.
That's awesome. I wish those are the ones I want to see.
Not that I don't appreciate finely aged gentlemen like a good wine. But it's harder for me to like see young Dalton as young Dalton and not Dalton I know from.
But I kind of like old. Don't you? You don't like older Dalton? I feel like he's aged.
Yeah,
better
but if
than
you're like, if you put
Bonds.
Like three of them, and it's like here's Brosnan, here's Dalton now, and here's Craig. I'd be Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Sean Connery?
I would be too. Well, I am kind of into hitting, so maybe that would be. I like a little smack around.
He does seem like he'd hit you.
He talks about it a lot.
He would hit you, but then you'd stop being hysterical.
That's right.
Yeah. You're
I
going
really
crazy.
Need that in my life.
Right. I mean, he's like a therapist. He's an old school therapist. Yeah.
I really, a lot of times, I'm like, I just wish somebody would hit me to get me out of this, you know? That's what relationships are about, right?
I imagine him at home. His computer's not working, and he's like, "This computer is hysterical." And then he just starts hitting.
I wish I had a woman to hit.
I gotta go again.
Mm.
I'm sorry, guys.
It's like you didn't even pull your weight this broadcast either.
Yeah, not at all.
You just came here. You like barely talked.
Yeah,
we provided all the content.
Basically,
now
in
you
a
just
corner
leave.
The whole time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys, but you know, there's always next week.
I feed you soda, and you give us nothing.
I gave you.
See, it wasn't me this time.
Why does everybody come on the broadcast and burp? It's my. Curse.
I gave you first of all because we're
not just you, Jane. Everybody burps into the microphone. I don't know why.
Bad at me. That could have been Matt.
We're all drinking.
No, that was a very feminine burp. Like everybody knew that was you. Yeah.
Okay,
you're like
meow. We're all drinking carbonated things.
No? Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I should stop feeding us carbonated beverages. That might be a.
Probably.
No, that would ruin the content.
I really think I have cavities.
Do your teeth hurt all the time,
they
too?
They hurt all the time.
Your teeth hurt all the time.
I haven't been to a dentist in 3 years.
Yeah.
And my teeth, like, I feel the little holes in them.
Like, you could go to
so
like
bad.
The university dental thing where like,
also
the students do it, but then like
I chew ice too all the time.
You chew
what?
Everything.
I chew ice.
You have the eating habits of like a 6-year-old. It's very strange.
He has the eating habits of a very anxious dog.
Yeah.
You have to chew on something at all times.
He does the thing where he guards his plate and he holds all his utensils shovel style. And
okay,
he sort of like
but that's because my brother used to steal my food. You know this. My older brother would steal my food. He spit on my sandwich. A lot of times.
That son of a bitch.
He just would say, go, hey, Matt. Spit on my sandwich.
Well, you almost made me puke doing that.
Well, and then I was like, I can't eat it now. It's like, all right, I'll have it. And
I thought you were gonna do it, but that's disgusting.
Yeah. Just lets it leak out slowly. Right?
Yeah,
that's what my cousin used to
do.
That's like coming on someone's sandwich.
It would leak out. It would like drip slowly from his mouth, and then it'd be like, "Is it gonna land?" And then it would land. You go, "Sorry."
Yeah. How much of your brother's cum do you think he put in your
sandwich? Dude, listen, I drank so much of my brother's cum. Like at this point, like he and I,
the average person is
more
gonna
than over this.
Yeah. The average person is gonna eat 8 spiders in their sleep and drink 3 cups of their brother's cum.
Oh.
I do remember very vividly, like, one time my cousin, like, pinned me down, and he was, like, sitting on my chest, and he was doing that thing.
Oh, the typewriter. Where you're writing the typewriter
on my chest.
Dear Mom, today I couldn't get up because I'm a pussy. I got pinned down, so I'm writing you this letter.
Wait,
to say,
I am
a bitch.
Is this a boys thing?
Yeah.
Tap with your fingers?
You pin another child down.
Okay.
And then you type a letter really hard on their chest.
Oh, you just
and
poke
you,
them?
And you do it in their voice so that they're double humiliated, and you write it to their mom.
That's genius level bullying.
So my cousin, the way it worked was he sat on my chest and he tapped on my chest and he'd say, "Whistle Yankee Doodle, I'll let you up." And he would just tap on my chest and I'd be like, but it's really hard to whistle when there's a guy.
Vince just did the saddest, with, like, you're missing out on how truly tragic his face was when he's trying to whistle.
So he was telling me to whistle Yankee Doodle and then I couldn't do it. And then he did the thing, the other, like, older cousin thing, where you let the spit
into
come
the mouth.
Try to see how far you can
let the
spit, and then suck it back.
Sandwich.
And then you suck it back in.
Yeah.
So I was covering my face while he was doing the suck back his spit thing.
Whistling the whole time.
Yeah. And
and
he tried to suck back his spit, but he let it go on just like a little too far on the last one. And it went right between my hands.
Into
my screaming mouth.
Oh, God. I'm glad I didn't have to deal with this as a girl. Like, all I have is people destroying my confidence.
Yeah. Well, my brother did a pretty good job of that, too. He would just whoop his dick out and be like, "Let's see yours, little dick." My brother.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so fucked up.
My brother and my sister, my twin sister.
Your sister would whip out her dick.
Would both say they would do
she
one
had
of
a
those.
Rhinoceros
they
split.
Your twin wasn't even on your side?
No, my brother was very good at playing us against each other. He was like a little Machiavellian fucking prince. And like he and my sister would do a Native American accent. He's like, "Here comes little dick."
He stands tall, but his dick stands small.
Yeah. There was once a man, though we shan't call him a man because of his little dick.
Sounds more like Lincoln.
The man whose dick cast no shadow.
Oh, it hurts a little. It's the residual fame.
Well, you made up for it. We all know.
Yeah, we're all everything.
So, listener assignment. I didn't have siblings, but I love like stories of sibling torture. So, if you have any of those,
can I get on mine?
Yes, please. Like, I'm sort of fascinated by, you know.
I can't believe I hadn't brought that up. Next week, I will tell you all of my stories of how my brother and I used to fight, and he would destroy my life. Bye, Matt.
Older brother, growing tits. A lot of punching of the tits, which when you're like, I don't know, 12, 13, it's just nerves.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a big, painful lump on your chest.
Tender little bosoms.
And he would punch it, and I go, "God!" And he'd be like, "There's nothing there anyway." So it was like double insult. To like injure me and then be like, "Well, you don't even have any."
Yeah, I like that. I actually,
it's a brother move.
So I forget what the percentage of dudes is, but a lot of, like, there's glands in your nipples, and sometimes if you're a dude, they swell up real big during puberty. So I don't know what percentage of dudes, but I was in that percentage of dudes where I just had like these giant, like, hard nipple glands, like in high school.
Puffy boobies.
Yeah, well, I didn't really have like chest, but I just had like weird hard like pebbles in my nipples. Uh-huh. And my friends,
so it's not like the tip of the nipple.
No, my
it's
friends
a little bumples on the side.
Yeah, no, just right inside the nipple, like just hard in the nipple.
Interesting.
And so my friends called me tumors for a little bit.
Okay.
That was one of my high school nicknames. I also had gopher because of my buck teeth, and then and DNA because my hair
came everywhere.
Well, DNA because my hair is like curly in the front, okay, but nowhere else. So they said I had fucked up DNA.
Also, it looks like
it's
the strands, that's fucked
up.
Did
you have any nicknames in high school?
I was pudgy for a while, so I got fat boy.
Fat boy.
I thought your nickname was pudgy, but yeah, fat boy's good.
Yeah,
oh, there was
better.
Also Hotito from some of the
Hotito,
which means little faggot.
Yeah. That's delightful.
Yeah, right?
It's a good one.
It's cute.
Oh, Jotito.
Oh, Jotito.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing else. I know our friend Justin was tater because he looked like a potato with like with a. He was kind of fat and he had.
When you make it grow, you put the little the toothpicks in it to make it grow.
He was fat and he had little limbs, so he got tater because he looked like a potato with toothpicks stuck in it.
Yeah,
like when you're growing, or like making it into a battery.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why I didn't get picked on more. I was kind of a mess physically. Still am. Just borderline just coming apart and being a pile of goo.
We're all just sacks of meat.
Yeah.
As a wise man named Brett once told me.
I think I sound smart and handsome. Not a skeleton at all.
What is going on? I want to know.
I just don't eat anymore. And
why not?
I work all the time.
Have you read Thinner by Stephen King?
Actually, Machinist is the one I usually get.
Yeah.
The Bale ribcage movie where the arms flopping around the machine.
Yeah,
that's... I don't know why.
But why aren't you eating? Now I'm concerned. I'm going to turn into Jewish mother right now. Why aren't you eating, Brett? You look terrible.
My schedule's all fucked up. The times I eat are times I am now commuting. So I eat sorrow. And it's
on the
not a lot of calories.
Why don't you just get a good I do breakfast burritos.
I do too. You go the dos
Baja.
Yeah. Mm.
Where's that?
No, I get frozen breakfast burritos.
That is another level of sadness.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Every day, the same one. My life is a crushing misery. No, I'm actually doing great. Except for the love life. The love life is terrible.
Yeah, well, you're here. So
that's, yeah, I'm here.
We already did the math on that.
So much ghosting.
We all ghost. We all get ghosted. We got a couple email questions.
Oh, yes. Let's.
You excited about that?
Yes, please.
Hi, fathers of Frot and mothers.
Thanks.
I'm looking for some advice from a group that from a group of people that probably have life figured out as well as I do, but hey, you guys are adjusted. I recently got out of a very long-term relationship, 9 years, that I had all my college years and most of my 20s. Mm. I should have left much longer before that, but I'm one of those people that doesn't want to be the bad guy, so I went miserably down that road until I became a piece of shit, forcing her to be the one to end it, resulting in me being the bad guy anyway.
What? What a self-aware gentleman.
I was in a long-term relationship right before her that kind of overlapped, so I haven't been single in over a decade. Another piece of the story is that I live in a pretty crappy area of New York State and have had a lot of trouble getting a decent job, and now my ex never wanted to move, so that didn't help with my depressed piece of shit attitude. Mm-hmm. My question is...
We call this a Sarah Marshall scenario.
My question is, what the fuck do I do now? I have all these options, not much money and no direction whatsoever. I haven't had a chance to be wild, but now I think I'm past that phase of life. Anything, literally any advice would be helpful since I haven't had to do shit on my own in forever. Thanks for bringing the hashtag content and hashtag sexiness.
So this person is probably 27?
I'm going to say 31.
31 sounds right.
Well, college, 18 to...
He said 9 years. He said most of his 20s. So I'm gonna say he's referring to 20s in past tense.
Probably not past wild time.
Nah.
So is he asking us what to do now that he's out of a relationship and is free?
Open possibilities and no resources.
I have an answer to this.
You do?
Is that, can I go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Because I was in a relationship for at least the later part of my 20s for like 6 years, and I got out of it in my early 30s. I wasn't in a place that I hated, but... now that you're free of that, I'm going to suggest moving.
Yeah, moving sounds like number one. I know the resources are limited, but you can be broke anywhere.
Right.
And there's cities that are cool that aren't expensive. You can go to Austin. Austin's still kind of cheap.
Atlanta's pretty cheap.
Oh. Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta's pretty cheap. Montana.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. I've actually heard Pittsburgh is.
He's in a town where he doesn't have a lot of job prospects. I would find a town where the job prospects are better and move there.
Yeah, find out.
Because then it's going to be a whole new group of people. I mean, it's hard without a support system, but...
Yeah, start over. People start over all the time.
It's also good to start over.
I don't think you should job search. If you have any resources to, like, burn a month, just kind of, like, being in a new city, go, like... So move. If you can do a month there, just fucking hang out.
Yeah.
And if you then have a friend get a
job.
Couch,
job search
sleep,
sucks. Huh? Job search kills you. Like, that makes you feel bad about yourself.
Couch surfing.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I slept on Brendan's couch for 2 months when I first got here.
I did 4 months at Justin's house.
Damn.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, because if you have friends that are anywhere that you haven't visited and you just haven't done it, fucking do that.
Yeah. And let me say this about living on Brendan's couch. Brendan is a large man, and he was not as far removed from his NFL football career as he is now at the time. So that couch had a really big butt groove. This was like multiple 300-pound men.
Wait, Brendan, football career?
Yeah.
What did he do?
He played NFL Europe for the Ravens.
What?
He was on the 49ers practice squad, I believe.
What? I did not know him.
Yeah, he's a former NFL player. That's not a joke when we say that in the intro. And he had a very large butt groove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, it wasn't great to sleep on, but I was like 25 at the time when I could handle that kind of thing.
How did you manage that physically? Did you go shoulders into the butt groove or like your butt into the...
I go my butt into the butt groove.
But it's sideways.
And then you're kind of like, Z'd.
I did the side of my butt.
I think I'd go down, maybe put some pillows up for your feet so you're just sleeping at like an angle.
Yeah, I still do this like when I'm taking naps. I do the coffin sleep where I just sort of sleep on my back with my hands crossed across my chest.
I vampire it all the time. Yeah. I sleep like a fucking plank.
I love that. This was because I actually was on Brett's couch for a while, but his other roommate, our other friend, eventually kept hassling me about paying rent. And,
yeah, that can happen.
And Brendan was like, that guy's a dick. You should sleep on my butt groove couch. And I thought, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Because that's the kind of things that you think when you're that age.
Yeah.
And it worked out.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. Figure out if you want to change jobs or something. Or, like, either something else you want to do that you haven't done yet. Fucking do it.
Yeah. When you say you haven't had a chance to be wild, you don't necessarily need to be like
wild. No, I have 40-year-olds who are fucking up their lives now, and it's great.
You don't need to go out there and just like snort coke and stay out all night, but hey, have some fun.
You could do that for 6 months, honestly.
Yeah.
As long as you don't like make that a downfall thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you could just like give yourself 6 months to be an asshole, set a date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want your rampage to be like a slingshot on the upside.
Right.
You want to get a little bit of positive momentum and then ride that fucker up.
Right.
And then at that point get a job.
Right. Like when you go out to a bar and you're thinking to yourself, oh, I'm tired, I need to go home. Stay like 90 minutes after that.
Uh-huh.
Because that's when the weird good stuff happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I mean, not necessarily
don't say,
good,
don't
but
say
at least
two
weird.
Hours after that. Like 90 minutes, cut it off.
Right.
Yeah. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Is there another email?
Of course.
Let's do it. I love these.
I haven't pre-read this one, but I'm going to go with it anyway. Hey, guys. Very happy the Frotcast is back. I've missed y'all, if only because I listened to the last one before Vince's European vacation while on a plane to Thailand.
Right.
I'm teaching here for the next 5 months, so having another Frotcast to listen to feels like home. So, thanks. Checked out the bridge on the River Kwai today, as well as its accompanying museum. It's got a ton of random World War II artifacts in differing states of disrepair, and used the sentence, flattened the town in a jiffy, to describe the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which I thought was cute. One thing reminded me of Brett in particular. There's an urn filled with human bones. They dug it up somewhere nearby, assuming there'd be random trinkets and stuff in it. Nope, bones, which was pretty metal. A couple hours later, we leave that town to head back to where I'm teaching. I fire up the Frotcast for the 2-hour ride and proceed to lose my mind when Matt started doing the P-boy stuff. Ever had to stifle your laughter while in a van full of Thai people? It's awesome and I loved it. This also got my fellow teacher, random 22-year-old sorority chick, to ask what was so funny. I stutter, some podcast. They talk about movies and stuff.
See, it's good we at least maintain the facade of talking about movies just so people can... like describe right, yeah. in an office environment what they're laughing about.
Exactly. Because telling someone I met 3 days ago that I was nearly apoplectic thanks to someone playing a character describing how they drink their own pee is something I thought best to avoid at this stage. Weirdly, immediately after I fail to mention what was actually so funny, she says she really has to pee. We somehow get the driver to pull over and she literally sprints into a McDonald's. The whole ride back is now about pee. No word on if she drank it. But... holy shit, Joe's coming to Thailand. No fucking way. I started writing this before I finished listening to this week's, right before Ben called in. My mind's exploding. I'm here until March, and I will show him only places where there are no Asian people.
Borderline phobia.
Goddamn, that's fantastic. Glad he was back on again, too. This got a bit longer than expected, sorry. But again, thanks. I'm one of the many listeners that have listened to every episode. Not just the ones that weren't horrible. All of them. Steve.
I'm morbidly interested in which are the more horrible ones.
Yeah, because we really have no sense of it. Like, I remember we had that one with Lindy where we all got drunk and, like, we we were talking about it afterwards, and we were like, man, that was just a fucking disaster. Like, we might have to delete that. And, like, literally every email was like, oh, my God, that was the best one ever.
Oh, and she was here, and we were all super wasted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't done one with you guys super drunk.
We don't.
That you know.
You guys don't do it anymore?
I mean, I usually.
No, I mean me super drunk.
Oh, right. Oh,
well, no That's one's on stopping you. We got beers in the fridge, kid.
I guess so. I need shots to get drunk. I can't get drunk.
So I feel like last time when you were here, you said something about your mom being Jenny from Forrest Gump. And I was hoping you'd elaborate on that.
Oh, yeah, because, well.
Please burp it out first.
Yeah, sorry. it's just that, like, she, you know, like, she went to L.A. in the 70s and was, like, suicidal. She had a lot of problems growing up. Mm-hmm. And she, like, was addicted to cocaine in L.A. in the 70s and had a very glamorous and then, like, came back home to the South. And, like, recovered there. And then she married a retarded guy. and then, yeah, that's mostly it.
But then God made her a bird so that she could fly far away.
And I have AIDS.
That was it?
It's mostly just a joke to talk about how my dad is retarded.
In what way? Stunted?
No, he's fine. he's just an adult man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just know he listens to everything I do and like turns me down on stuff.
Oh, no.
And I love him.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
It's fair. It's fair. She's writing me a note right now.
Yeah. I have a chalkboard. I'm scribbling details out.
No suit this week.
No suit this week.
What's up with that?
It's still sweaty from when I went to LA.
Oh.
It still smells really bad from when I went to LA.
Well, I was enjoying your suit phase.
What does that mean?
I bought a suit. You haven't seen the suit yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, I pitched the suit story to Invisibilia because they were like, we're looking for clothes stories. And the suit helped me figure out my gender identity.
Okay.
Which is wearing a suit?
Well, basically,
which
it's
young
fluid.
John Cusack?
Yes. It's fluid. Like, it's, and not to go into detail, but it's kind of like a lady to man day to day kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a real, like, I love the fucking suit so much, man. I've never worn anything. Because when you buy, like, as a girl, when you dress up and you look nice, you usually have to look, like, kind of sexy or, like, at least put together. Yeah. And, like, makeup, hair, dress, that kind of thing is, like, the signifiers of a girl being put together. And then I got the suit and it was like, oh, I look really nice. But when I walk around, people are like, hey, sweet tits. Like, it's like,
really? They're not?
No. People are just seem like, hi. Like,
see, I see a girl dressed like a boy, and I'm just like immediately intrigued. Maybe that's a weird thing.
The suit's not that boyish, though. Like,
yeah,
it's,
that's true.
It's a man's suit, but it's not a men's suit, but it's like a woman's suit.
Right.
It's just
he would
not,
have to be a very small man.
Yeah, and it's fitted for a lady.
Like a doll.
My butt looks good in it. Mm-hmm. But it's not, you know, it doesn't signify like, hey, these are my things. Mm-hmm. Look at my legs and my arms and my boobs and...
It's you seem like you have some male gaze
control.
Issues.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not necessarily like specific to you or as, you know,
all
the female
gender. All women have
male
gaze issues, no matter what. That's the funniest thing to me. It's like people are like, oh, yeah, like hot chicks get stared at. I'm like, nope, it's all of us. It's everybody. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You just get looked at all the time. Creepy, creepy eyes. Oh, no. Jane Harpy is back. Feminist Harpy is here.
No, I own that. Like, I want to hear about it.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't think you guys are interested, but...
No, because it's always like, we're definitely trying to not stare, but I also think there's something to the idea that as a guy, it's almost creepier when you're blatantly trying not to stare.
Here's the thing. Like, it's not called the male glance. It's called the male gaze.
Right.
Because there are men who purposefully look at you. It's not the look. It's not... If somebody just goes like that and like, I can't... But just shifts their eyes towards you.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody stares at you in the eyes as you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
And like starts to smile at you in this very purposeful way. That's not like, oh, you're a person. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, hello. Like it's when it's like predatory. You can
right.
tell.
Yeah.
The difference.
Yeah. Like in my mind, I'm trying not to be like the creepy glancer. So. In my mind, like the best solution is like, okay, they know that I'm looking at them. I'm going to like maybe some sort, maybe make a small joke out of it or make it like whatever. And then, you know, move on. Like not
just walking by somebody on the street.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about walking by somebody on the street. That's just going to be a glance and move on kind of situation.
It's hard to explain because it's a very subtle line between somebody walking by and going, hi, and somebody going, eh.
Right.
It's just this intention thing that's mm-hmm. really, you. It's just human interaction where you can tell someone's intention by their voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's creepy.
Yeah. There's a hard thing about training people to be better because it requires a level of intuitiveness with human interaction
right.
that I think there wouldn't be a problem if they didn't lack it in the first place.
And I think that that's a real failing, especially on my part. For guys is like I shouldn't have to be more like understanding, but there is a part of me that should be understanding about that some guys just don't know how to actually.
I had zero tolerance.
You don't, yeah. Brett. You're not on board with them.
I mean, there's a level of. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, dudes need to be the ones in control there. Like I'm naturally predatory. Like
right.
if I see an attractive
you look
lady,
stucky.
Yeah, I want to bite him on the neck.
Right.
Right.
Like just
vampire,
you know,
man.
No, just like a dog.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Like a
rip the
throat. No, damaged, but
oh,
like
just like oh,
sexy.
Like market.
Like yeah bite and shake.
Market. Yeah. Like a bunny toy.
Yeah, I recognize that and that's probably not okay. And so I have to do like full disengage.
Yeah.
But like that's on me. Like I can't be the creepy weirdo. And like that's on all dudes because they're kind of the ones in power right now. So
right.
fucking.
And there's a. Regulate
the power.
I don't
know.
If
women
seem
power,
to have it pretty good right now, bro.
You're trying to find a line between understanding and empathizing and retraining because it's
right.
kind of like.
And there's also the thing I hate to admit. Which is
the handsomeness line?
The handsomeness line.
Yeah.
Is like if Leonardo DiCaprio was out and
yeah.
was like, eh.
You'd be like, bite me on the neck, shake me like a dog, and I'm the rabbit. Shake mm-hmm. me like the rabbit.
But it doesn't mean that women aren't interested in men who aren't traditionally attractive.
Yeah.
It just means that when you're walking down the street and somebody stares at you, it's uncomfortable
right,
usually.
But that's the self awareness I'm talking about. Like,
right.
Be aware of where your league is and shut the fuck up if you're out of it. Like, you know?
Right.
As a dude, shut the fuck up. You're not attractive enough to make catcalls.
So the analogy that, all right, maybe this is a terrible analogy, but I took care of someone's very large Newfoundland. You ever seen a Newfoundland? They're big, huggable dogs. It looks like Falco the Luck Dragon, but like
they're
black.
So
they're huge.
Gigantic.
And I remember walking this dog for like a weekend and like, almost every single person on the street without fail would say something fucking stupid where it was like, hey, who's walking who, you know?
Right.
And so like half of me wanted to be like, all right, you've probably never seen someone walk a huge dog before. That's a natural reaction. The other half of me was like, I've heard this 17 times and I want to stab you in the fucking neck right now.
That is actually a pretty good.
Yeah, that's actually,
it's like
yeah.
having a dog, like a very cute dog.
Yeah.
In your face all the time.
It's like
my face is like a cute dog's face.
It's like you just want to take your dog with great tits and a wonderful ass
right.
out for a walk so it
and
can poop in the street.
And bothering it. And it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. I still don't know what that line was because it's, and you probably have the same thing where it's, you know, when you tell
it's
someone that you do comedy and they all have like this similar reaction or they're like, don't use this in your act. You're like, tell me a joke. And it's, you want to empathize with that being like a natural human interaction while also like trying to retrain the populace of like, hey, this is really fucking annoying
right.
for to be on the other side of.
Here's the fucked up thing uh-huh. is that the dudes who are self-aware enough to like absorb the words like, hey, we're not into you staring at us, but then can't absorb the fact that their attention is not wanted, like these like secondary pussies like are more annoying
right
maybe.
But there's also this whole level of like, you know, I get stared at occasionally, like maybe once or twice a day
yeah
in the city, but I don't get asked out at all
right.
Like that's, it's very like if I'm on the bus and I see a guy who's cute and I'm like trying to make eye contact or something or being right. like strike up a conversation, they're very freaked out about it. And it's just this weird like cycle of like, I just want to stare at you, but oh God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The lady in the
we want to touch your parts, but we're scared of your mouth.
Remember when we talked to the dudes who wandered across who wandered across Asia? They did like the whole Silk Road thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I asked him what if he was scared to like roll through the warlord areas with no law or go through like the authoritarian
right
post-Soviet or China like mm-hmm. where there's laws but they're actively against you even being there,
right?
And they're like, hands down, the warlord stuff. That's probably like dudes because who catcall versus like the creepy betas who are like lurkers,
right?
But still not asking you out. Where they're like, their desire is still there, but right. they're friending you around you.
Yeah, it's like when you have guy friends who do. I do it too, though. That's the thing. It's like, it's not a male female thing.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of guy friends. I'm like, well, they like me. I'm like, they're good friend. Ugh. Like, that's happened. And I know now that I'm a dick for, like, not a dick for it, but, like, it's a human emotion.
What's a dick for it? No.
A dick for it. Print Poppy. I don't know what that reference is anymore. but, you know, like, these things are things that everybody does. But it's just like when someone says,
but
please
they're annoying,
don't stare
as fuck.
At me.
Yeah.
It's like, don't stare at me.
Yeah.
That's all I ask. Maybe say hi. Mm-hmm. I like a hi.
Yeah.
Highs are nice. I like, ooh, I really like when people are like, your boots look good. Even if it's a guy being like, that dress is nice.
Mm-hmm.
That is fine.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Because that's a choice that you made.
Yeah. It's a choice I made. Right. It's not a thing I have, you know, it's not like. Like, oh, that bolo's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun.
What if you bought that butt, though?
I did buy that butt. That butt's real nice. I work for that butt.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely the unknown is definitely scarier. Having just traveled through Europe. I'm going to preface that through.
Oh, did you go to Europe?
I did. I drove through Bosnia at night, which was
a
very interesting experience.
Sounds like a romantic album. Bosnia at night.
I did. I mean, it was just two bros on our man honeymoon driving through Bosnia.
Yeah.
They do
looking
two
at Game of Thrones locations.
Smoking cigarettes.
Was that what it was for?
No, that was just
happened to be a lot of Game of Thrones locations.
Well, I actually didn't realize that Croatia was the Game of Thrones location when we chose that. I just, I don't know. I really was interested in the Balkans and I'd seen pictures and I knew that it was really beautiful and we went there and then it was like, oh yeah, this is King's Landing. This other place is Marine. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that they filmed the whole thing there, which was made it interesting, more interesting when we were there.
That's cool.
But being in like Sarajevo and in driving through Bosnia, which was weird. You'd think that driving from Croatia to Bosnia, which are like driving from Croatia to Sarajevo, which are two like major cities in the area, would be like highways and stuff. But no, it was like. I mean, there was parts where it felt like you're going up a hillbilly's driveway where it was all just like hairpin turns, one lane. Like if there was a truck coming, you had to like stop and like back up and find a turnout so that the other guy could pass. And then just being there, it wasn't like you ever felt threatened. It was just like you didn't know what to expect ever. You didn't know whether to feel threatened, and that was
are we in trouble, is this gonna end badly on this road?
There was just like we'd be out at night and it was and you weren't you didn't know.
It's how real men live.
Yeah,
they don't
guess.
Know whether they're gonna live or die.
I mean, it felt safe, like it seemed safe, but also it seems less safe when you're walking by like a fucking bombed out, like a whole block that's like bombed out. Like it feels unsafe and it feels sketchy, like you're living in a wasteland, but it's not like there's people there that are making you feel scared or threatened.
No, it's worse. It's ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. Anyway.
Is there another letter?
Mm-mm.
No more?
Nope. That's it.
That's it?
I think. Yeah, that's it. Unless there's some we missed last week, but please. Yeah. That's it.
Do you guys have anything you want to talk about?
No, I think we're coming up. We've been frotting for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to put this one to bed.
Yeah.
How long did you guys go on before I got here?
40 minutes?
God damn. No, like a half hour.
Half hour.
Yeah. Was it good?
So good.
You missed a lot.
Yeah.
That really is the glue.
But you really, you just provided the icing when you got here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that.
Cherries.
That's the glue in the cake.
You're the
icing.
I'm the frost princess.
Not an edible cake. Mm-hmm. It's just for display.
You're the plate that they put all that cake on, and you know, you can't move the cake without a plate under it.
No, I'm a load-bearing disc.
Exactly. Yes, you are.
All right, you guys. Like I said, if you have any stories of sibling trauma, man, I fucking love, I love any of that, any of those stories.
Sprayed my brother in the eye with Febreze.
Nice.
Accidentally.
Because he farted or just?
We were having an air freshener war, and I didn't know that it sprayed up instead of forward. So when I pressed the top, it went right in his eyes.
Nice. Frogcast@gmail.com. Google voice number 415-275-0030. I'll try to pre-listen to them to make sure it didn't break up the entire time and make you sound like a malfunctioning robot. And good night, and have a good tomorrow.
So confident.